We've had enough of the lies, the sanctimony, the arrogance, the hatred, the pettiness, the fake news. We are done with your agenda to undermine voters' will and individual liberty in America. So to every line member of the media, to every Hollywood phony, to the role model athletes who use their free speech to alter and undermine what our flag represents, to the politicians who would rather watch America burn than lose 1 ounce of their own personal power, to the late-night hosts who think their opinions are the only opinions that matter, to the Joyanne Reeds, the Morning Joes, the Mikas, to those who stain honest reporting with partisanship, to those who bring bias and propaganda to CNN, the Washington Post, and the New York Times, your time is running out. The clock starts now.
That's illegal immigrant Luis Bracamontes, charged with murdering two police officers.
Out of here.
It's pure evil. President Trump is right. Build the wall. Stop illegal immigration now.
I will break out soon and I will kill more.
Democrats who stand in our way will be complicit in every murder committed by illegal immigrants. President Trump will fix our border and keep our families safe.
I'm Donald Trump and I approve this message.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down. Brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'm brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
In the dark.
and white. What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. Can run on for a long time.
You are listening to Real World Witness with Chrissy
and Douglas,
watching history unfold while shining a light on truth, justice,
and exposing those who wish to crush it.
Cut you down, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome to Real World Witness.
Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. Can run.
All right, sorry about that, everybody. Welcome to Real World Witness. This is Chrissy. I'm your host. I'm here with my co-host, Doug. Hi, Doug. How are you doing?
Pretty good, young lady. How are you doing?
Oh, hanging in there. Lots to talk about, as usual, today. It is March 15, 2018. So much is going on. I think there's more going on behind the scenes than we know, I hope. Fingers crossed. I guess first I wanted to mention, before we get going on everything, that both Doug and I are going to be attending the Mother of All Rallies, which is going to be in D.C. September 8th. And we are hoping that we can get a lot of our Trump supporters and libertarians out there. We do need to show our support for President Trump. He needs us. And I think it's going to be a fun time. I'm really excited to go.
Same here. Looking forward to it. We need to get all the we can, all the patriots that are available to come on out there on September 8th and join us.
And I think, well, I know you're going to. You're going to speak, aren't you? You're planning on speaking, I think, right, at the rally?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so that ought to be really cool to see that. And
I mean, if liberals and Democrats are capable of putting together thousands of people the way they do on such short notice to take to the streets and protest, then for goodness sakes, we've got to be able to get patriots, you know, with this much notice in advance to show up and quadruple what they've done in the past. We've got to show support for America.
Definitely. And I know that they are there is going to be a lot of security. There's going to be, I mean, I know that there's been fear, I know, for people wanting to attend these rallies because, you know, they worry about their safety with, you know, Antifa and BLM and all of the crazy groups out there that come in and try and attack Trump supporters. But there will be a lot of security there. They really, they're lining everything up. So, and I'm guessing, I mean, I think last year they showed up with the Bikers for Trump showed up last year, if I remember correctly. So I'm sure, and I mean, between that and all the veterans and, you know, ex-military, ex, you know, law enforcement plus regular, I mean, I think that there's going to be plenty of security. So, I mean, I feel safe enough going. So I think that we should all, you know, make the trip and go. It's going to be fun.
Same here. And I'm not going to fly for the purpose that I want to conceal carry, and which is what most patriots do. So I'll be driving up there.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you are. I know. I was telling you earlier. I'm a little nervous about having to maybe possibly fly into Dulles Airport, but it's got to be done, so it'll be done. But it'll be fine. So, and plus, see, I'll feel safe. You're carrying, and then I know a lot of other people are carrying, so I'll feel safe. It'll be fine.
Well, you'll feel safe. Oh, you're only about two.
Yeah, exactly. No, right?
Yeah. Hey, real quick, I want to mention that for those of you who haven't heard the news, it's just now breaking. The United States Air Force has just lost one of their Pave Hawk helicopters over in Iraq. It has went down, and we have no information yet as to whether or not there were any casualties or whether it was shot down or mechanical problems. But the U.S. Air Force has announced that they did have one of the Pave Hawk helicopters, which is an HH-60G helicopter, which is the Air Force version of the Army Black Hawk. So our thoughts and prayers go out to all those that are involved in this and also our military men and women serving the country all over the world right now that are in harm's way.
Yeah, it's so scary. I can't even imagine what that would be like. And I feel bad for the family, you know. They're, especially the waiting period where you know something happened and, you know, you don't know exactly what it was. And, yeah, and then didn't a jet go down the other day, too, right?
Yesterday, a U.S. Navy F-18 was coming in to land at Key West. And they had an engine failure, and just about a mile short of the runway, something went wrong, and the both pilots ejected. But when they got to them, they had, were rushed to the hospital, and they later died.
Mm-hmm.
As I was, you know, mentioning earlier to you, when you have a dual-engine aircraft like this, and you lose one of the engines, you have a very good chance of the aircraft rolling if it were to stall with only one engine operating when you're doing slow speed to come in and land. You got to get it down under a certain amount of forward airspeed to set it down safely. And so if they would have, if the aircraft would have stalled, I can easily see how it would have rolled. And if they ejected too late, then sadly they ejected right into the water. So. But I don't even think they've released the names of those pilots yet. But
yeah,
again, so, it's more, you know, more that people need to be aware of, that our men and women are out there doing a tremendous job, whether it's in combat or training. And we need to support our military more today than ever before. So
most definitely. I mean, you know, it's so hard. I always that's why I have such respect for everybody in the military, because I don't know if I could do it. I mean, I guess if I, you know, I just think you have to have a certain mindset to, you know, go into our military. And so that's why I have such respect for all of, you know, you guys, veterans, and all of the men and women that are able to, you know, go through and serve our country. And that's why we need to, you know, respect our flag and our national anthem. And that's why, you know, the whole thing with the take the knee thing got me so upset. I'm just like, you know, it's such a disrespect to everybody that's over all around the world that is fighting for our freedoms and, you know, make, you know, all the different operations and everything that goes on. I mean, people have no clue how dangerous it all is. They really don't. And so it's really important that we support them. And that's why I love the fact that President Trump is so supportive of the military and law enforcement in this country. And he's trying to, you know, instill that back into our society, because there's so much lawlessness going around. Lots of the leadership, obviously, in our nation, multiple states are just, you know, they basically want to operate without law. And it's so frustrating. That I don't understand where that mindset comes from, but it's just crazy.
Yeah, there's you know, I've said this before, and I bring this up a lot in my YouTube videos, is that everybody knew that the Democrat Party had been basically taken over by the liberals, and they had. It's not the same party that it used to be back when in our youth. You know, it slowly but surely got taken over by the liberals, and we had no clue how bad it was until now. You know, now that we have Donald Trump in office, we're seeing firsthand just how bad this takeover is of not just the Democrat Party, but high-ranking officials throughout the Department of Justice and the FBI and all the different federal departments throughout throughout Washington, and it's very scary. And you know, now we're finding out about, you know, the judges all across our country that are very, very leaning left. And, you know, they're fighting our president every step of the way. And it's very disheartening. He's trying to do things to keep us safe and protect the motherland. But yet they're fighting to stop that. And it's even happening at local levels. You know, I mentioned recently about a situation over in Baton Rouge where we have a far-leaning left liberal judge, is the only way I could put it, that has been letting people out of jail on felony convictions with very low bonds, and then they turn around and go out and commit a crime and kill someone. And just 2 days ago, one of those people was in prison on a $88,000 bail, and she reduced it to $9,000 to let him out, and now we have a police officer dead because of it. So, you know, it's happening all across America, and the fight that we have as patriots has just begun. I hope that it doesn't become a civil war in the near future, but I don't see any other way to, I mean, I see a very dark cloud brewing out there, and I hope it doesn't come to that. But, you know, the American people, the real true patriots of America, and conservatives and Republicans are not going to continue to sit back and watch our country be destroyed. You know, when we have the House and the Senate and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and you wouldn't know it,
right?
That's pretty scary.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like I said, we talked a little bit earlier about this, and I get so frustrated because it's just kind of like, you know, the Pennsylvania, the election that just went on Tuesday. I mean, it's a perfect example. People were tweeting me. They're like, can you please spread the word that people are getting turned away? They're saying that the district, that they're not allowed to vote because the district lines have changed, which everyone should have realized, and it's been out there. I mean, that doesn't take into effect till November. So people were just, like, panicking. So, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm all over social media trying to let people know that you can vote there. And then what do? They win. I mean, this is just the beginning. And the fact that we do have the House, the everything, and we still can't get, you know, these people voted in. It's so frustrating. And they'll cheat, lie, steal. They'll do whatever it takes. Commit fraud, commit perjury, in order to gain and keep their power. And these are the type of people that we've been dealing with. And, I mean, I think that, you know, President Trump has done an amazing job. I mean, Rex Tillerson is now out, which was very interesting because I remember about 6 months ago or so, I think it was on InfoWars, Roger Stone had mentioned that Tillerson was on his way out. And then nothing happened. And then sure enough, Tillerson is out. And I think if I remember correctly, that McMaster is out also, which I could not rejoice more. That guy is total deep state operative. He's close to George Soros. He's, worked closely with Hillary Clinton. And I never understood why he was still there in the White House, you know. And last year he went to the Bilderberg meeting. He was on the guest list for that. So he is not a good guy. And so I am thrilled that that is happening. And then, of course, the newest, what was it yesterday? They were talking about how hopefully Andrew McCabe, I guess basically there has been something was sent to Jeff Sessions to consider firing Andrew McCabe, and it has to happen before Sunday or else he gets his pension. And I'm watching that very, very closely because Jeff Sessions, I'm not that thrilled with. Well, neither of us are. But if he doesn't fire McCabe, I'm just going to say, you know, President Trump, you need to fire him because he recused himself from the whole Hillary Clinton email scandal, Uranium One deal, you know, everything. And it's so frustrating that he is still, what is there to consider? The guy we already know that McCabe was part of this whole, the plan to get the insurance policy, the insurance plan to try and get President Trump, ousted. We already know there's more than enough evidence compiled just for that alone. So he shouldn't have even still been on the books till now, as far as I'm concerned.
That's true. Well, we're very close, I think, this month, if not April, but I think it's going to happen in the next few weeks. We will have the Department of Justice, the IG will be releasing their report on everything they were able to uncover with the FBI and the DOJ under the under the Obama administration, and how they handled the Hillary Clinton investigation. So that report is going to be very explosive,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to point fingers directly at Andrew McCabe. Now, I hope, as Jeff Sessions being the Department of Justice Inspector General, that he's had some kind of inkling as to what's in this report and enough to be able to make the right decision come Sunday, or if not sooner. Because like you say, he retires on Sunday, and if he is not fired between now and then, he gets that full pension. And this guy is one of the biggest crooks that ever entered into the field of law enforcement that exists. And everything we've heard about what he did under the Obama administration, a tragedy. And, hopefully Jeff Sessions is going to do the right thing. I've already called for Jeff Sessions' resignation and called President Trump to fire the guy.
Right.
Because we're not seeing him do the right thing, that anybody with common sense would do in that position. So it's very frightening to watch what Jeff Sessions has been doing in the past few months. And so this is going to be very telling. Now, does he let slip by and retire on Sunday, or does he go ahead and fire him like he should have been a long time ago?
Well, it's really interesting. I'm in the middle of reading this book, which everybody needs to go get. It's called Killing the Deep State, The Right to Save President Trump. It's by Dr. Jerome Corsi. And in it, he says there's a whole thing in there about Sessions and how he was terrified, paranoid about, getting killed is the right thing, but that the deep state was watching him, that he had, his everything was tapped, everything, their surveillance was listening to him upon, coming into office and everything. And of course, he's listening to all these Obama holdovers, which, but I think it seems to me he just was scared to death to do anything, which is why he recused himself. I think he was trying to say, he's just so stressed about that situation, and which I can totally understand that. But on the other hand, if you didn't think that you could handle the pressure and, knowing that, having President Trump win was like a huge moment, and it was when we knew things were going to start changing in our country. And if he wasn't able to have enough faith that he could carry out his duties, then I just feel like, why did he accept the position? Why go through all of that if he was scared? And so my hope is that when President Trump did his State of the Union address, and he talked about freedom, it's basically that the Capitol is a symbol of freedom, people's freedom, and everybody was cheering and chanting USA. According to QAnon, who is military intelligence that's been sort of telling us what's kind of going on behind the scenes, but anyway, he said that the men that were everybody that was cheering USA, USA, they had been liberated from whatever these, I don't know if it was, whatever they had holding over a lot of the people in Washington, D.C., whatever things that the deep state was trying to hold over to these people to keep them, in their palm of their hands had been lifted. And I hope that that's true. And so I keep praying that we're going to see Sessions, pull out and start acting like an attorney general, because we need somebody strong in that position, somebody that's, going to be willing to do all, take on everything that needs to be taken on.
Well, yeah, and, you know, investigation put aside, okay, think of, I mean, I personally watched all of the hearings that were broadcast on C-SPAN during the election, all the hearings that have taken place since the election involving all the corruption that has taken place in the past few years with the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, we have they've exposed so much in these hearings of outright criminal activity. We even have, you know, two FBI agents talking about their secret society.
Yeah.
Against the Trump administration. And, you know, is Jeff Sessions, does he not watch TV? Does anybody not tell him what's going on in Congress? He's got to have some type of insight as to what we, the American people, are sitting back watching unfold with our own eyes, hear of our own ears, live on TV in the House or in the halls of Congress.
Right.
And, you know, it's like a bad movie. It's like a you couldn't write the script.
I know.
How he does not see this and react to it is beyond my intelligence. You know,
yeah.
Maybe I'm just not that smart of a person. Maybe it's going to turn out that Jeff Sessions, you know, fools a lot of us. It comes out and there's, you know, I wake up tomorrow and Hillary Clinton's in handcuffs. I don't know. But I don't see anything taking place. I don't see any of these players that were involved in all this corruption that's now been exposed being held accountable for their actions. None of them, zero. All that's happening is Mueller is chasing a rabbit that doesn't exist.
It exists, right.
He's smoking meth, and he sees it as some giant, multicolored, four-legged, furry animal running around. It's very sad, and something has to be done, and done soon, and Jeff Sessions has to do his job.
Yeah. Well, and it was really interesting. I think it was Greg Jarrett. He was on Hannity. I think it was last week, I want to say. I can't remember which day. But, you know, he was saying that Jeff Sessions is not – he's only named as the Attorney General, but he's not in charge over there, and he's deferring to Rod Rosenstein and Christopher Wray. And then I'm like, Rod Rosenstein, I mean, they're deep state as you go. I keep waiting, are we going to get these guys out? Because they certainly don't have the president's best interest. I mean, Rod Rosenstein is deep in it, as Mueller is, and McCabe, and all these people were all involved with the Iranian One thing. They were all involved with the Hillary Clinton investigation, email, faux investigation, I call it, because it wasn't even. And then, you know, and then what about Loretta Lynch and the tarmac thing? I mean, it just goes on and on and on, and that is what's come out, which is so funny, because, you know, then you got freaking Shifty Shift, I call him. He's out of his mind, you know. He's on all mainstream media outlets. He's, you know, Trump-Russia collusion. No, there's Trump-Russia collusion. And one of the gals on The View actually took him to task and was like, I want to know what the evidence is. And, of course, you know, he doesn't say there is no evidence. They already came out the other day and said there was no collusion between the Trump administration, the Trump campaign, and Russia to rig the election. However, I would ask, why in the heck why are they not looking at, you know, Hillary and the DNC? And, you know, it goes on and on and on. And then there's the whole FISA memo abuse scandal, which was just outrageous. Obama's right in the thick of the whole thing. You know, what is Mueller doing? He's out of his mind. I mean, and the only thing I can think of is, and like I said, we've talked about this before. I've mentioned it before where, you know, the theory is that Mueller was, you know, remember he met with President Trump supposedly for the FBI director position, but he couldn't get it anyway. Or no, was it for the Attorney General? Was it for the Attorney General? I can't remember. Oh my gosh, I'm like, I think it was for the FBI director position after Comey was fired, and then he comes back the next day, and all of a sudden, you know, the next day he ends up getting appointed for the special counsel, and he couldn't. Because he couldn't be FBI director. He was already served his amount of time where he could do that. So the theory out there among a lot of us on, especially on social media, is that, you know, that he was told by Trump or said, hey, listen, this is, you're facing prosecution unless you work with us. I mean, I don't understand what else he could possibly. There is no Trump-Russia collusion, so. And he wants to look into, he wants to extend the investigations out, you know, to what Kellyanne Conway, I think, was on the list. And of course, Trump, Don Trump Jr., like all these people, it's like, you know, they already said there's no Russia collusion. What is the point at this point, you know? And Schiff can't even, so frustrating.
Yeah, the funny thing is, you know, like, CNN and MSNBC, you know, for a year, that's every time you turn on the news, it was Russia collusion, Russia collusion,
right.
Russia. And now that we're finding out that there was no Russia collusion, they're changing the narrative, and they're saying, well, you know, actually, I heard a CNN reporter yesterday make the comment of there is no such thing as collusion. The definition of collusion anyhow, and that's not what this was really about. And I'm going,
what?
Well, just,
oh my
now you're making
God.
Up another story, you know, because they can't go with the collusion thing anymore, so now they're talking about how it's about corruption, and it's about, you know, doing underhand deals, and I'm like, are you people kidding me? But look, I just, to show you how one-sided and how the liberals have taken over even CNN, and, of course, we know MSNBC.
Oh, yeah.
I brought up CNN's website right now, okay? And let me tell you the top stories for CNN right at this moment as I sit here. Let's see. Dana Bash, McMaster, briefly stall grated on Trump. Firing Trump's cabinet is easy. Replacing them is hard. Watch Trump react to cabinet chaos rumors. Opinion, why Trump is right to purge his cabinet. Ex-FBI director head asked not to be fired before retirement. Mueller subpoenaed Trump.org records. White House won't say if Putin is fired as a friend or foe. Opinion, why is Trump like a pussycat when it comes to calling out Putin? Why Trump was joking about Japanese ball test. Trump picks UN migration job, shares tweets warning of creepy Sierra. Jeff Flake, my party might not deserve to lead. Exclusive, North Korea was surprised that Trump said yes to talks, former envoy says.
Oh,
Donald Trump Jr. and Professor Trump are separating. Opinion, how Justin Trudeau copes with Trump's lies. Trump supporter, I stopped believing in Trump. And analyst, there's a lot of smoke around Trump on the Stormy Daniels story. That's the top story.
Oh,
to
my God.
Now.
It's not actual news. It's just, it's opinion.
All negative about our president.
Yeah.
That's their top. That's what they're going with. That's their lead.
Okay. So
then they have in small print off to the side, and at least four die in pedestrian bridge collapse in Florida. Yesterday, the walk out of the class, now they have to stay after school. They do say the U.S. military helicopter crash, but they throw in there, it's been almost 6 months since Hurricane Maria, and Puerto Ricans are still dying.
Oh, my God. And
so, how anybody can watch CNN or MSNBC?
I don't know. Well, speaking of... funny that you brought that up, because last night on Twitter, oh my gosh, I was, you know, I tried to be nice and, you know, just I get a lot of people, a lot of these, you know, young, who knows, kids, I don't know, whatever, and they try to egg me on, you know, and I'm just not that way. I try to stay, you know, I'm not one to be like, oh, yeah, you know, freak out, whatever. And so this guy, he kept tweeting me, and he was saying, well, what do you mean there was more negative articles about Hillary Clinton during the campaign than Donald Trump. I said, excuse me, really? You know, I'm like, no, that's not true. And I, you know, I said 93% of mainstream media pretty much is negative against President Trump, and it's been that way since, you know. Anyway, I was giving him all kinds of statistics, and then he tried to egg me on with regards to the FISA memo scandal and all of that. Well, you know, how do you know that's probably, you know, fabricated about the fact that they used the dossier to get the surveillance wiretaps, and I'm like, wiretaps, and so. And I'm like, no, that it is factual. You know, the judges are looking into it. And, you know, I mean, anyway, I went back and forth with this guy for maybe an hour. And I kept giving him articles. Look at this. And then I finally gave him. Then he was asking me about Operation Mockingbird. Because Operation Mockingbird, as most people know, you know, has to do with the fact that the CIA has been in control of the narrative of the mainstream media, of the news outlets. So when I say outlets, I mean it does include, you know, even like the New York Times, Washington Post, Newsweek, you know, including all of the major networks, news networks. And he was like, "Well, I don't understand what that is." So I explained it to him. I gave him the documentation of it, blah, blah, blah. And I actually gave him a link to say it was like an hour long documentary. I said, Here it is. I said there were actual, and I actually gave them a link that I found of the unclassified portions where they referenced Operation Mockingbird. And this guy would not give it up. I was finally at the end of it. I was like, you know what? I said, I've given you more than enough to study. I said, why don't you start doing some research? I said, and then get back to me. I said, good luck. And he kept trying to, you know, egg me on, but I'm just not going to do that. But they get all that stuff from CNN or from MSNBC because, that, you know, that's all it is. It's all misinformation. That's all they get. They don't even get the real story. I mean, all these scandals that are going on is biggest news in some of these reporters' careers, and they're missing it because of their visceral hate of President Trump. It's just shocking. It's shocking to me.
Yeah, there's never been a group that's been more against a sitting president than they are. It's gotten to a point to where, you know, they themselves, I think, are they've got to be frightening themselves. And I think a lot of this has to do, and this is pretty sad, because, you know, it tells you right on the container that you're not supposed to eat these things. But, you know, a lot of these liberals, they eat these Tide Pods now. Okay.
What the heck is that? It's so yucky.
Yeah. You know, I don't know why they're doing that. You know, if you go with the Gain Tide Pods, it has an aroma boost. So that, you know, that would help them a little bit, I guess. You know, maybe help their breath. But, you know, there's a warning on that, just like there is for cigarettes. And it says, harmful if put in mouth or swallowed, okay, and keep out of the reach of children. So basically, liberals are children because they, you know, whine and complain constantly. And they eat these Tide Pods or Gain or any of the other type. And they're not capable of understanding the warning it says. You don't eat these things. So it affects their brain. It's a cheap way of getting a crack high, maybe, or meth.
Oh, my God.
So,
over it.
I mean, that's the only way when somebody says, why are the liberals doing this? I just have to refer back to eating the Tide Pods, because there's no other explanation why a sane human being would say and do some of the things they do. I find it funny. It's actually, it's very, it's kind of soothing, and it's also therapeutic when I have people that far left liberals that come on my YouTube videos and make horrible statements, you know, or comments, very rude and mean, and they think that they're getting under my skin, and you know, I guess they just think I'm sitting over here fuming and all upset and fixing to have a heart attack or stroke. Where actually, I'm sitting there thinking how to respond to this and turn it around on them.
Because right.
And I come up with some very interesting things that just obviously set them off because of the next comment. So it's humorous to me when they do that.
Right.
You know? And it upsets some of my family members. You know, how can you stand that when they say these horrible, hateful things? I'm like, I like that. It shows everybody just how horrible these people are.
Yep.
And it shows what their intelligent level is like. And it's exposing them, you know. It's bringing to light just how sickening their mindset is.
Yep.
And you know, some of them are pretty. I mean, some of them go to, you know, death threat type stuff.
Yeah.
But in general, most of them are you know, just very horrible, mean, hateful type things. And I come back with some of the most off the wall comments that drive them. Absolutely crazy. And I love that. You know, I actually get a kick out of responding to those.
Well, it's funny because all they do, most of these people, they don't, I always picture the trolls, you know, they're sitting in their mommy's basements on their, you know, three different monitors up looking at all their little, you know, social media. Okay, let me go over there and, you know, say something about this or whatever. I mean, like, that's all they do all day. You know, they go and they search out. I just found out, this is weird too, and I can't seem to figure out how to get off of these lists. I guess people are putting my Twitter handle in these lists of, like, you know, that I'm stupid because I'm a pro-Trump, or I don't know. They have different names for them. And it says, well, you know, you're supposed to be able to just go to these people's Twitter account, block them, and then, you know, you can be out of the thing. But there's no way to do that because somehow or other, there is no – all it says is that I'm on the list, but it won't show – anyway, so I don't know. I'm in, like, 10 – I'm on 10 lists of these crazy people who put me in whatever category they put me in. And it's just – it's pretty funny. I mean – you know, before I did this, I was doing, when I very first started out doing radio and stuff, I was, you know, covering soap operas, and oh my gosh, you talk about crazy soap fans, you know, fans, like crazy, like I'm talking about, you know, passionate about fictional couples. I mean, you know, yes, I'm totally, you know, I was, and I will admit, I was like a Bo and Hope from Days of Our Lives, totally, you know, I wanted Bo and Hope together, and, you know, all of these different things. And so, you know, I totally get the passionate of it, but I don't get, like, completely argue. I mean, like, these girls were crazy. They were out there arguing on social media, calling in, going into, like, I used to have I would launch the chat box, right, when we would do our shows. And, you know, for the most part, that we would have, you know, decent people listening, you know, most of the normal people from, I had a fan board back then, so a lot of the girls would always come over, and we, you know, so it was fine, but then as the show got more popular, it was like, all these, okay, well, she's against this couple, so we're going to go into the chat box, so they would basically troll the chat box, and they were just horrible, I mean, like, just nasty, nasty, so I finally had to have my co-host for that, she had to learn how to, like, bounce people out of it. And then finally I stopped doing the chat box. These people are whack. So I figure if I can make it through that, anything that a troll in a basement could throw at me, you know, whatever, I either just don't respond, or I laugh, or I might get upset, but, you know, it's like I'm not going to respond to it publicly because it's just not worth, for me, it's not worth it, you know, I mean. I try to reach people out there that are willing to listen, you know, I guess, kind of a thing, and want to know what's going on and want to know what the truth is about what's happening. And so that's sort of where I'm at with everything. Like, after so many years of doing it, you know, it's just like, oh, crazy. But,
You know, and it happens with all kinds of things. I mean, you know, speaking of, I want to ask you, you don't watch The X-Files, do you?
I do not, no.
Oh, it was really interesting this past week. Of course, they were talking about organ harvesting. And always, I mean, it wasn't the type of organ harvesting that, you know, like what we know is going on with Planned Parenthood and things like that. But, you know, I mean, it was organ harvesting. And I made the comment about, you know, that that's really happening and this is what's really going on and this and that.
Good.
And good. This lady just lost it. What are you talking about? It's not, that's not true. It's like, what? Seriously? Anyway, yeah, crazy.
Not only is it happening with Planned Parenthood, with, you know, with what is actually a baby, because, you know, they, some of them can live outside the womb when they're doing this, but it's happening in other countries with, well, they're kidnapping people.
Yeah.
And killing them to harvest. I mean, that's a, people are making a living off of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very sick and deranged, and you can make horror flicks out of this, but, you know, it is a real thing, and it's, you know, it's, well, it's kind of like what is, well, another thing that's a horror, another thing that's a horror story is what is happening over at United Airlines.
Oh, poor animals. Oh my God, I can't.
You know that the next time I fly United, I'm not going to have a service dog with me because I don't know what could possibly happen in coming. So, a couple of days ago, there was a lady and her child that had the little carry-on. It's got to be a certain size. The pet has to fit in. It has to fit underneath the front seat in front of you. And
mm-hmm.
she did all that. And a flight attendant told her that it had to be removed. You know, she couldn't have it there. She had to have it up in the overhead bin. And they were like, I guess there was a little language barrier between them. But according to other people that were on the flight, the flight attendant knew very well there was a dog in this thing because they said it was barking.
Right.
And regardless, made her put it up there, and when they landed, the dog was dead because of air to breathe.
Poor little thing.
Claims that she didn't know that there was a dog in it, which, you know, there's, like I say, there were witnesses.
Total BS.
Witnesses not to, because the dog was doing its share of barking. But then there was a couple that, you know, if you have a big dog and not a small one, you can travel with it as well, but it goes under the belly or in the belly of the aircraft, like where the luggage is, except for this area that's pressurized so it will live. And they have a kennel, and you put it in there, and then when you land, you know, they get your baggage, and then they bring you your dog. And so they're traveling with a German Shepherd, and they're going from point A to point B here in America with a stopover somewhere. And they get to their destination, they get their luggage, they're waiting for the dog, and the dog isn't there. And they're like, well, we don't have your dog. Okay, wait a minute. When we boarded the aircraft, you put the dog on the airplane, where's our dog? They go out there and start looking through the aircraft for this animal, and they can't find it. Okay, so they're panicking, what happened to this dog? Yes, they see it was checked in the first flight, you know, but somehow the dog went missing when they landed at the stopover. Long story short, they found the dog. It was in Japan. They put it somehow got put on another aircraft instead of the aircraft going with the destination with the parents of the dog. It ended up going on an aircraft that went to Japan.
Now
American Airlines has said, I mean, not American, United Airlines has said they're going to have a United employee that's going to fly with the dog inside the cabin with the people, and it will be in first class, and they will personally hand deliver the dog to this family.
Two dog stories
of United Airlines.
United Airlines is scary, man. It's all kind of scary. You can get kicked out for, what was it? There were a couple of people that were kicked off of this.
Yeah, they were kicked off, drugged down the aisle.
I'm just like, what? This is, you know, pampering at its best. Is that what you're saying? You know, come on to United. We'll kick you, you know, we'll drag you down the aisle and kick you off, no problem. And dog, what dog? you didn't have a dog that you checked in. I mean, just hilarious. Oh, my God. I mean, it's not hilarious.
And then you find out your dog's in another country. That's just part of the world.
The poor dog must have been like, where's my owner? You know, like, where am I? What's going on? Poor thing. Oh, that makes me...
I mean, it could have been worse, you know, it could have been some Middle Eastern country or...
right,
you know,
right.
Yeah, it could have been South Korea, and that's a perfect dog for the guinea, and the dog gets eaten.
Oh, man.
It was actually happening during the Olympics. They had restaurants serving dog.
Oh, my God. I can't.
It's like, no.
It's just too funny. Oh, my gosh. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about, just Gina Haspel, who's the nomination, President Trump's nominee, to be the first woman head of the CIA. And, of course, Democrats are railing against it. Hello, as usual.
Of course.
Anything to obstruct and lie and steal and cheat, you know, anything that makes common sense, they're against. Terrorists versus American safety, I don't know. They're all up in arms because this woman, Gina Haspel, she actually she implemented the enhanced interrogation technique, which is AKA waterboarding and other things, for terrorists. This all happened, she implemented all this right after 9/11. Of course, we were over there in Afghanistan and Iraq and everything else trying to get Osama bin Laden. And of course, terrorists were captured. And then they were, I'm sorry if anybody is offended, but, you know, you just ran two planes into, the Twin Towers. And, the whole other thing is that, of course, we can't. I'm not even going to get into the whole thing, how that all happened, that how our government was, culpable in that. But the point of the matter is that this woman, these are things that need to be done in order to prevent terrorists killing Americans people don't understand. It's like, and then they also talk about, there's been in the news, obviously, the MS-13 gangs. They were against, rounding them up. They were doing this whole, Obama had this whole catch and release thing with them because MS-13 were sort of their foot soldiers, It's been revealed in the WikiLeaks emails that Podesta and Debbie Wasserman Schultz ordered a 187, which is a death, whatever, to kill Seth Rich because he leaked the DNC files to WikiLeaks. But my point is that the Democrats, all they care about are the illegal aliens here. Anything that is illegal to do in our country, any terrorists they can release. They would rather harbor illegals in sanctuary cities, trying to block the ban on countries, Muslim countries who do not have ID systems, if it's gun control, they want to confiscate our guns, building the wall, they were against that. I mean, what? They don't care about American safety. They really don't. It's all about, I don't know if they feel like they're rooting for the underdog or what, but it needs to. I mean, we got to get control of this ideology. It's just insane.
Yep. And then we've got judges over and mayors of cities like over in California recently that warning the illegals ahead of time that ICE is fixing to conduct a raid so they can get away.
Yeah. It's like so insane. I don't understand how that all happened. It looks like we might have a caller holding. So hold on. Let me see if I can pick this up. 909, you're on with Real World Witness.
Oh, hello. My name is Suzette. I'm calling from Southern California.
Hi.
Hi. I was going to say I agree on your assessment there with President Trump's choice to head the CIA, but I also think too that the power could be abused, because there are people that are brought in that may be innocent that were also tortured. So it's just a matter of, and I think the woman could handle the job as far as have a natural instinct, you know.
Right. No, I
mean, what measures to take.
Well, I mean, this is the thing, you know, and I think it's very hard for us to wrap our heads around it. It really, I mean, you know, Doug has been, you know, he was over in Afghanistan. I mean, he's done, how many tours did you do, Doug? I forget.
I did four separate combat tours.
Okay. So, you know, he knows what it's like with these people. And the thing that I think people, that Americans just on a whole don't understand, is the mentality of these people. You know, the terrorists, the people that are fighting against us, against America or American allies, they hate America. They hate us. I mean, they're not going to stop or, you know, hey, you know, what are you, you know, ask us anything. I mean, we're American. They're going to shoot you. That's it. They don't care. And so, I mean, I understand how people don't get why it has to be maybe a little bit more brutal. I mean, when terrorists, they've been indoctrinated too. I mean, a lot of these terrorists, the kids in Middle East, for instance, you know, they're rolled into the whole thing to fighting for ISIS or fighting for, you know, the Taliban or whatever it is at very, very young ages. And so unfortunately, they don't know any better, but they're indoctrinated into hating America, and this is what you're supposed to do. And so it's very difficult to, you know, kind of work around that mindset. You know, it's a mind control thing too. I mean, what would you say?
Like our military personnel, you know, they're told to give their name and their social security number or whatever it is, and that's it. And they will take what measures they need to try and break our people. So I think good for the goose. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Good for the gander there.
We're probably the only country in the world that actually abides by the Geneva Convention. Everybody we fought against in combat situations, they could care less about the Geneva Convention. They chop off heads, they videotape it, it's horrible what has happened to our men and women that have been captured. Going back to, you can take that all the way back to the Civil War era. I mean, every combat action that we've ever been involved with, there's been some very, very bad things done to our POWs. But yet, we don't do that. So after 9/11, I'm all for waterboarding or anything else you got to do to these crazy people that just want to do one thing, and that's kill Americans. They just want us dead, period. And a lot of the people in Congress don't do that.
If it's going to give information, vital information that we need in order to combat, you know, the rest of them, then yes, it's necessary.
Exactly. And, you know, I just keep hoping and praying that people will understand. I mean, that's why when Obama turned around and gave $1.7 billion to the Iranian regime, who all they say is death to America. I mean, what was that? You're giving money, taxpayer money, to these people who hate us, you know. It's just frustrating. But thank you.
Hope that she does get confirmed. Jaina Haspel is, you know, she joined the CIA back in 1985, which is also when I went into the military. And, you know, she's had a very long career. She even served under the Obama administration. The Democrats didn't have a problem with that when she was at the CIA. But now that a Republican president wants to have her as the head, and it's a woman, so obviously the hate women too bad. They're going to have a problem with that. They're going to circle the wagons on one thing and one thing only, and that is that she ran programs that at the time was what they called torturing POWs, and I call it trying to get information, like you mentioned, to help save lives. Because these people don't understand any other way. You know, the difference in what we're fighting with ISIS and what American soldiers or military members are like is we want to go home to our families. You know, we have a reason to be living, where they don't. They'd rather die on the battlefield and supposedly go up to their, you know, 12 or 20
versions. 72 versions, isn't it? I think it's 72 versions.
They're going to be shocked when they get there and it's actually sheep or goats. But so be it.
Thank you for your service. Cool. I mean, it takes a lot of sacrifice and a lot of heart to sign up and to go over them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate that.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Well, one more thing I just wanted to mention as far as the Me Too group. So Trump wants to make the woman in charge. So why should they be, you know, against that? They should be, like, applauding that. They should be circling the wagon saying, yes, yay, Trump. You know, he's got a lot of women in power, first-time positions. And I don't get it.
This is her last thing to talk.
They're not. In my estimation, they are not feminist in any way. They used to be, I guess, for women and women's rights and all this. And now it's just they don't care. It's just so frustrating. And you know, Sarah Huckabee is doing fabulous. Our press secretary. I mean, she's the first woman's press secretary. That we've ever had, and it's amazing that he is willing.
Oh, I love her.
You know, I know she dishes it out. I love that she doesn't put up with any of their crap. It's amazing what she does. She'll just throw it right back in their face. It's just great.
She should be applauded. I mean, big time. She's a mother. She's got children. She's got a family, a husband, and she's excellent at her job. I mean, and it's an important job. I mean. Goodness.
Yeah.
Good job, Sarah.
It's amazing.
Sarah Huffington Sanders. Good job.
Yeah. Definitely. I know. And that's why I get so mad. I mean, what are your thoughts about these stupid women's marches with the little stupid hats that they wear? And I don't understand. That's not what feminism is. That's not what women is about. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree. And I think it has a lot to do with maybe those women being insecure about who they are, because a strong woman, you know, doesn't have to wear a pea hat and walk in the streets and make an idiot of herself to prove she's a strong woman.
Pictures of them wearing those big vagina outfits or costumes. I'm like, oh my God, do you guys understand how horrible you look right now and how horrible it is what you're doing? I know, I swear. Somebody tweeted me a picture of that was like just, you know, with the little emoji with, you know, eyes rolling. It's hilarious.
So ridiculous.
They understand how ridiculous they look and that how offensive it is. I mean, it really is offensive. I mean, it's crazy, and I don't understand how.
But do they have to shout to the world who they think that they are? And when I say think, it's because they're insecure about who they are. I mean, normally a woman is, you could say, the head of the household nowadays because she does run the way to go in her home, whether she's single or married, you know, and the husband and the woman, the wife, you know, have equal roles as far as what they do in the household. But normally, a lot of times, because women have, by nature, organizational skills and eyes in the back of their head so they can watch the kids and, you know, do the bills at the same time.
Right.
those organizational skills come in handy. And, you know, so they just do it and they don't think about, am I a strong woman? Am I this? Am I that?
Right.
Do people respect me as a strong woman? You know, they're too busy to worry about that. They know who they are. They know
strong,
what they do.
You know? Exactly. Well, I think, too, a lot of it is the rhetoric that's out there. And especially, it really bothers me that, you know, college campuses are now indoctrination camps. I mean, they don't. you know, what they're teaching them. And, you know, oh, it's cool to hate Trump. So everybody's out there with their little sign and their little hats and whatever. And little do they realize, they probably have no clue. You try and engage them in any kind of a conversation or debate about anything, all they do is screaming. It's like they don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
well, UC Berkeley teaches to, if you, any type of political point, any type of marketing point, they stress to tell a story, to use emotion, and that's what will sell.
Yep.
And so basically that's an indoctrination in itself, because that's what we're seeing going on in the real world. We're applying that to real world things, and that's not logical. There's
right.
no reason in it.
Well, Doug, what do you think about all that? We're kind of hijacking the conversation. We're strong
women. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I was just, you know, I was thinking that that these women, when I, especially when you saw the pictures of what they were wearing on their heads and their nice little pink costumes, probably what happened was when, before the march started, and they were going to hand out the Tide Pods for them to eat, somebody went and got the Gain ones that are, I think it's a floral scent, and they're like pink, and they ate those, and that put them in the mindset of going on a little trip where they could continue to dress and look like a complete and total idiot for the world to see. So I blame it on the Tide Pods. You know, those particular type are probably really dangerous, and they shouldn't have done that.
I think you're right. Cracked me up. I mean, seriously. And then you've got, the school walkout thing. What did you think of that? The school walkout, staging of the school walkout. I call it the staging of it.
Oh, yeah, big time. These kids are being used. I had an interesting perspective given to me today about that. As far as kids that are allowing themselves to be used, and I had asked about the parents, you know, how are they allowing this to happen? And I said, well, because these kids, these particular ones, are going to have, you know, full scholarships to Harvard and a job probably at CNN afterwards. And if the parents don't have to pay for it, they're all
right.
for it. And they get their 15 minutes of fame and plus once they finish school. And, you know, and I thought, well, yeah, I guess so. I didn't think about it that way, but I suppose so. They talk about wanting to have their voices heard. But since, I mean, haven't they noticed that any of the protests that have gone on with the Black Lives Matter or Antifa or anything else didn't really get too much accomplished? So, you know, as far as what they're doing, they're just losing school time and, you know, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand it.
I don't understand how, I mean, the parents are, everybody was like all for this, or I know there were some that were like, we're being told we have to do it. They were told they have to go do the walkout. And the thing is like, they don't understand, you know, being gun-free zone is not a good thing. It's not. There's statistics
right.
out there that say that, you know, you put a sign out there, what do you think of somebody that's a lunatic or somebody that has a political motive or somebody that just doesn't care? They're going to go and they're going to shoot up. They're going to go where there's no guns. I mean, it just makes no sense. And I don't think these kids don't understand it. They're being told what to say. They're not, you know, it's sort of
a big sign crossing over the school name that says, pick me, come shoot us.
Yeah. It's crazy to me. And,
that the people that are anti-gun are completely different from the women's march. You know, I've already explained about the women's march and how they were eating the floral Tide Pods. But the anti-gun people, and I just read this in a little small article on a, you know, it probably is a not a particular place I'd like to tell you about because I don't want to give them any credit. But basically, the anti-gun people, what they're doing is they're eating rat poisoning.
What?
Okay? And that in itself is not a very good thing to do because it affects the way that you use common sense.
Oh, wow.
We've got the rat poison eaters and we have the Tide Pod eaters. And between the two of them, if they got together, you know, maybe they would just go ahead and do the right thing for us and leave us alone.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
really. That's just insane.
They drank too much chlorinated water.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. Well, you know, I live here. I'm in Washington State, and I live with, you know, crazy, extreme liberals, I'll just say. I'm not going to say the other word I was going to use, but anyway.
She's in California, so she knows.
Oh,
you
yeah,
too,
so you
yes.
Know, and, I mean...
You lived out there for many a year.
And it's so funny because I just think, like, okay, there's something in the water. There has to be, because I always drink... I've been drinking bottled water for many, many years just because, first of all, it just didn't taste good to me anyway. But I always think, and both my neighbors who I've had... political, quote, debates. I don't know if you would call them debates, but anyway, debates about stuff. They drink the tap water, and I'm telling you, I think there's a correlation there.
Yeah, big time.
A study. Well, the other interesting thing, my other friend lives in Yonkers, New York, actually, and, you know, she's been drinking the tap water there for years. She's never drank bottled water ever. And she's exactly like my neighbors are. We do not see eye and eye on that. She has a visceral hate of Trump. And it's so irrational that you just go, I don't even know, like, where it all comes from, the hate of it all. And I swear, there's a correlation between this water, tap water, and whatever they're putting in the water and mind control. I really think that.
Oh, yeah. Well, our government holds 40 patents of different devices, you know, for mind control. I was reading about that and the different devices and apparatuses. And I'm like, well, what the hell do they need those for? Oh, gee, maybe
right.
For us? I don't know. Could be.
Yeah. Could be. I don't know. But another thing that was really interesting to me, the gun control thing, you know, they had the walkout, you know, in the steps in D.C. And you see Bernie, did you guys see the Bernie walking through the crowd with his armed security? Okay, they're allowed to have security. And they're allowed to be protected by guns. And they're doing a gun control full walkout rally.
Oh, my gosh,
I couldn't believe it. I started laughing. I'm like, what is this? Is this for real? Am I really seeing this? Did they really air that on television? It completely contradicts their entire thing. Completely
no kidding. Oh, my gosh.
It was so funny. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God. And these are the people they want Bernie to run again, really? And Nancy Pelosi, who can't even... You know, somebody says that they think that she, and this is not funny, but, you know, think maybe she had a stroke or something because she stumbled the last speech she gave, not yesterday, but a couple of days ago. She just kept mumbling and kept forgetting her words, and I don't know, man. And these are the people that are in charge of our country. It's scary.
Yeah, it is.
That's falling. I saw the video of it. That's falling. They had to grab her and help her back up, and then she's... I think she's becoming alcoholic since she lost or something.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, did you guys catch
Hillary Clinton
falling down the steps?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, Hillary. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my gosh. You got to
have a brain tumor or something. She was all, you know, dizzy and all that anyway. But her evilness,
yeah.
You know, it's got to be from something, because nobody could just be that evil on their own. So I figure maybe a tumor? I don't know.
I don't know. I think she's demonically possessed at this point. I don't know. I mean, how else do you explain the level of evil that this woman has been involved in and the horrible... Oh, my gosh. And the funny thing is, too, which is very interesting to me, is that people don't even... Like I mentioned earlier with Doug, is that... You know, watching the X-Files, they're talking about organ harvesting and all that, and I made a comment on Twitter, well, you know, that's what Planned Parenthood is doing, and this woman just was triggered, you know, how, you know, this is a political thing. I'm like, I just stated a fact. I didn't state anything politically, and she lost it, and people just don't want to believe that, but that is what's going on, and it's just scary out there, and I don't know how we're going to get the word out to start schooling people here. It's crazy.
I don't know how they couldn't see that that's wrong, you know. I mean, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It turns my stomach to think that they do that. And Doug had mentioned that they're kidnapping people, and they are. It's been reported that they will kidnap kids that seem to be wandering the streets because they're runaways or whatever, and nobody will miss them, so they'll snag them up.
Yep.
And I just think, wow, that's twisted.
I know. It's scary. It really is. And we just, I don't know. I guess hopefully the word will get out. People will start, we'll have to start red pilling everybody, I guess. This is in one way to our show. And so, well, thanks so much for calling and chatting with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Sure. All right.
Well,
I'll listen online.
Care.
Thank you. Okay, take care.
Bye. Oh, that was cool. I think she might have been the girl that tried calling in one time and our show ended. And she called in, and I think I talked to her before. I'm not sure if that's her, but I think it is. But anyway, I guess we are pretty much almost done with our show. Do you have anything else that you wanted to add to everything else that we've been talking about here? I mean, there's been so much stuff going on.
Well, I just want to remind people that, as always, you know, definitely keep our men and women in serving the United States military in your thoughts and prayers. Our law enforcement officers, you know, they're out there busting butt, risking their lives every single day and night. And, you know, for judges to turn around and let them back out on the street again. It's a very dangerous situation, not only in our men and women in the military, but also in law enforcement. You know, I've had the honor of being both a soldier as well as working in law enforcement, and so I know what it's like, and I know what they're going through, and I still have friends that are doing both, and you know, I pray for them every night that they're going to come home safely, and you know, we have things that are happening in the world and right here in America that's not very safe, but anyhow. You know, we have that, and we have the veterans that are being mistreated by the VA, and I tell people all the time, you know, we've got to, if you believe in the power of prayer, you know, please, you know, keep our men and women in uniform, whether it's first responders or our military, and our veterans and their family members that literally have to, you know, I think one of the hardest jobs to do for in law enforcement and in the military is what the families go through, to have to, you know, be there wondering if, you know, you're going to get your loved one back at the end of their shift or the end of their tour. So I just like to remind people that, you know, the news won't tell you about it because they no longer cover it, but we're as active today in combat operations in places like Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria, even in places in Africa and other countries that I'm not going to mention, as active as we were after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you wouldn't know it by watching the news. Even Fox doesn't cover it anymore. They don't cover what's happening with our military and combat at all. So I think that's pretty sad. But those of us that are aware of it and that have family and friends that served in the military, keep up with that, and you know, we try and let everybody know and remind people that you know, we've got to keep in our thoughts and prayers. You know, we have to support them, and we have to, you know, we have to be there. We have to step up, and if you do nothing else, take the time to go visit a VA hospital. You know, go visit a retirement home. Some of them that are across the country. With veterans in it, you know, World War II vets that are, there's not many of them left anymore.
Yeah.
Time to go do that. And, you know, I remember them on those that we've lost on Memorial Day and thank those on Veterans Day for their service.
Most definitely. By the way, speaking of Veterans Day, I am very excited. It's the 100th anniversary the 100th anniversary of, what were they saying? Military or no? What? It's the 100th anniversary of something, and we're going to do a big military parade on Veterans Day.
Okay.
That President Trump, yeah, they were all mocking President Trump because he didn't want to do it, or they were like mocking him. Oh, we're gonna, what are we gonna, what are we like North Korea? We're gonna like show our numbers like we're in some regime, you know, some dictatorial regime. I'm like, what, are you serious? I mean, what is wrong with you know honoring our those that serve in our military and our veterans? I mean, that's how screwy they are. It got screws loose, and it's just. They mocked him on Jimmy Kimmel, you know, all of the talk shows, they were all making fun of it. I think it's fabulous, and I hope he'll probably do it for sure. I mean, obviously, I just don't understand where that mentality is. I mean, what happened after 9/11? We were everybody, we all bonded together after that horrific tragedy, and we bonded together as a nation, and it was USA, USA. And now everything that's USA, American, is just mocked. And, you know, everybody, I mean, it's so frustrating. And Hollywood, and the other thing I wanted to mention really quickly is, too, you know, American Idol started again. And Katy Perry is one of the judges. Okay, first of all, they've got Lionel Richie, who is, you know, amazing. You know, he's legendary. Lionel Richie was in the Commodores, and he has, you know, done stuff on his own for many, many years. And then they've got Katy Perry, and they've got Luke Perry, who is, you know, he's country guy. He's really good. I like him. But Katy Perry, I mean, has been connected to Luciferian, to, you know, worshiping Satan. And, you know, and she's in there as one of the judges on American Idol. And I feel like that they're looking for new blood almost, you know. And it really upset me that she was part of the thing. I don't understand why they, the only thing I can say is, I mean, you know, obviously the cabal, it's sort of like the last-ditch effort for them to, you know, start reeling in these poor kids who are amazingly talented this season so far. And, you know, and I just feel like they're going to steal their innocence, you know, and with everything that we know, it's just horrible. Anyway.
Well, when Steven Tyler from Aerosmith left the show, I quit watching him.
I love Steven Tyler. He's awesome. I mean, Aerosmith rocks. What can you say? I mean, hey. but you know, like, I don't understand why they didn't get, like, Carrie Underwood in there or Kelly Clarkson. You know, some of the veteran American Idol contestants that were actually contestants on the show that have a wholesome, pure Americana spirit. And they've got this woman in there, and it's just a train wreck. It really is. And I hate to say that. I hope I didn't offend anybody, but just start researching, people. Google it. Don't take anything that we say for granted. Because, you know, I mean, we do lots of research, the both of us, but, you know, research yourself.
I'll take the heat for it because I get funny.
Yeah, I know you do. Well, hey, man, you know, I'm willing to say if I'm wrong, but bottom line is that, you know, you just got to do your own research. Search for the truth so that you can discern for yourself what you feel in your soul is to be true and what is not to be true. And that's really what it boils down to in the end of it all. So so we'll be back next Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so you can reach me. I'm on Twitter at ChrissyUSA1. And we do have our Facebook page up, Real World Witness, so please go over there and like it. If you like this broadcast, please follow it. And I always forget to say that. I think we've only got 4 people that actually followed it, although we've had way more people listening. But if you can just follow the broadcast, that helps people understand, like, how many people are actually supporting the show. So, and Doug, you're on Twitter. You want to give out your Twitter?
Yes, under Douglas Ducote, and you can also follow me on YouTube, Douglas M. Ducote Sr., and on Facebook, American Patriot by the Grace of God, and also I'm the CEO, founder and CEO of Veterans United for Justice, and we're on Facebook as well.
All right. Well, we're out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Have you lost your way? Living in the shadow of the messes that you made.